might have seen a pressure cooker. The walls of it are very, very hard and solid. The bottom of it is solid and the top of it is solid. A little hole is left on the top. As the pressure cooker is boiling, a little hole is left on the top to allow the steam to escape. Because if that hole is not there, then that same pressure cooker will become a bomb, it will explode. So for the little steam to escape, that hole is kept. But because it is locked up, then that meat which normally takes 2 hours to cook, in half an hour, it will cook in the pressure cooker. We can ask our wives. And if it's left a little bit longer, then the meat will get separated from the bones also. And if it's left even longer, then those bones will melt in that pressure cooker. So the walls of Jahannam are solid. The underneath is solid. Allah Ta'ala says the roof will be lifted off. The cover will be lifted. And the Jahannamis will be thrown into Jahannam. And innaha alayhim, this word Allah, creates such a frightening picture we can't imagine. Allah says, upon them we will seal it. In a normal pressure cooker, there's a small hole left for steam to escape. Here there won't be any hole. Because the walls of Jahannam are so strong that there's no chance of it exploding. And this insan will be melted inside, like how that flesh is melted. And each time he is melted, Allah will put him together again. ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا, because there is no death in Jahannam. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِمْ نَارًا كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ. Allah says, those who rejected our signs, we will put them into Jahannam. Each time one layer of flesh is burnt, we will replace it with another layer. لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ, so that they taste the azab of Jahannam. And not for one day or a portion of one day. It comes in one riwayat that if the people of Jahannam are gathered and Allah says to them that as many as the grains of sand in the world, we can't count the grains of sand in the yard of this masjid, but as many as the grains of sand in the whole world, for each grain of sand 1 year, I will keep you alive in Jahannam for 1 year, for each grain of sand in the world, and after that time I will give you death. Comes in the riwayat that such will be the joy of the Jahannamis. If they heard something like this, that if death was possible, they would have died as a result of their joy. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَاسَ. There is no other success than this. But if he is safe from Jahannam and enters Jannat, then only he will have succeeded. And on the other hand, if it is told to the people of Jannat the same thing, that equivalent to the grains of sand on this earth, you will be given life in Jannat, and then you will be given death. It is said if it was possible to die out of sorrow and grief in Jannat, the Jannatis would have died. That direction and that goal and that destination and that perception or conception or idea of success which has its roots in human intellect, human experience, human knowledge is zulmat, it is darkness, it will never give direction. It is lacking of the noor of wahi. It does not have the light of revelation. It is darkness, this whole humanity. That is why today this entire insaniyat, this humanity is steeped in darkness. That darkness which Quran describes, أَوْ كَظُلُمَاتٍ فِي بَحْرِ اللُّجِّيِّ يَغْشَاهُ مَوْجٌ مِّن فَوْقِهِ مَوْجٌ مِّن فَوْقِهِ السَّحَابٌ ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا. Ajib. The darkness of the night, and then the darkness of the black waters of the ocean, and then the darkness of the waves upon the waves, darkness upon darkness, so much darkness that if he takes his hand out also, he won't even be able to see it. And those who were given the light, those who were given that source which has its roots in wahi, in the noor of revelation, their situation has become such that they have turned their backs on the light and have become the slaves, the obedient slaves of those in darkness. Waladdallin, Ameen. Ameen. Whatever the West says, Ameen. The West, if we look at it, my respected brothers, is a place of darkness. The sun doesn't set in the east, the sun sets in the west. Darkness starts in the west. Ignorance starts in the west. The east is the place of light. The east is where the sunrise comes from. The east is where coolness comes from. And Baytullah, Allah Ta'ala has kept in the, not even in the east, in the Middle East, in the heart of the east. Makkah is in the heart of the east. Medina is in the heart of the east. Allah's Nabi, Janabi Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, born in the Middle East. Not just Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ibrahim Alayhi Salam, Middle East, in the east. Ismail alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, Zakaria alayhi salam, Yusha alayhi salam, Suleiman alayhi salam, Dawud alayhi salam, and go more back, Nuh alayhi salam also in the east. And go even more back, Adam alayhi salam also sent down in the east. Ceylon, which is in Sri Lanka, is in the east. To show this humanity that light will come from the east, inception of humanity took place in the east. And we have made our imams the West. When has nakedness ever been found in the East? Look at the history of humanity. Only when the East adopted the dressing of the West did they become naked. Only when they made them their imams they became naked. Blind, like blind fools. Whatever they say, Ameen. If they tell us that success is based on economy, Ameen. If they tell us, strip your women of their shame and their modesty and make them the commodities of the bazaar, in that is gender equality, in that is dignity and honor, Ameen. It doesn't make any sense, but still we are saying Ameen. Still blindly we are following them. As if we have no imam. As if we have no source of light. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tastadhi'u binaril mushrikeen." He said, "Don't even take warmth. Don't even take warmth from the fire of the mushrikeen. They are blind. They are in darkness. They can never guide you." In every aspect of our life, we have abandoned his way of life. The Quran has become an irrelevant message to us. He's got a doctorate. My son has a university from Oxford University. My son has a degree from Oxford University. My son has this degree and that degree. He can't even understand one verse of the Quran. And we are proud of his intelligence. We are proud of his achievements. Because the Quran has been reduced to something read in Salah. It has been reduced to be opened up when somebody's mayat takes place and make khatm al-Quran. Or when you're opening one shop, I want barakat to open the Quran. And in that same shop, the music is blaring. In that same shop, there is shamelessness and behayai. And on the wall is the picture of the verse of the Quran. Why barakat is coming in my business? Why? Because the West has told us. And they are our imams. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. What height of ingratitude. And Allah says that if we had to reveal this Quran upon a mountain, that mountain would be rent asunder with the fear of Allah. In one hadith it comes, the Quran is the kalam of Allah. If the Quran in its original form as Allah's kalam, not in the form we have it where it has been put into letters because of insan, if it's in its original form, if the Quran had to be revealed onto the Lawh-e Mahfuz, the Lawh-e Mahfuz would have been destroyed. Such a Quran. And what must have been the capacity of the heart of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this Quran directly was transmitted into this heart. Yet it has become a totally irrelevant message for us. We have become a people who have no source of direction, like a person who is lost in the desert. He is lost, he doesn't know where to go, he doesn't know which direction to go. Whatever anybody tells him, he'll follow. Dress like this, Ameen. Talk like this, Ameen. Conduct your business like this, Ameen. Every aspect of our lives we have destroyed, humiliated and mutilated the teachings of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the name of modernism, in the name of enlightened thinking, in the name of Islam being a religion that keeps up with the times. Don't misunderstand, my respected brothers, I am not negating science that don't acquire knowledge, but to teach your child English, does it mean that your child has to look and has to dress like a Yahud and Nasara? What has the English or the knowledge that he's going to acquire got to do with that? What is the link? Science is not the knowledge of the West. Science is the knowledge of the universe. Whoever makes effort on it, Allah will give it to them. Japan is not in the West. And Korea is not in the West. Science, whoever made effort, Allah gave it to them. In fact, the first bomb, if you look at history, the first bomb was invented by an Egyptian youngster. When Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullahi's army was besieged in the fortress, surrounded by Richard's army in the Crusades, in those days, they used to attack the fortresses. They had turrets made out of wood behind which they would hide, and they would come close to the fortresses and fire on the fortress. So what happened? Richard's army had found a chemical which, if they put it over their turret, the way that this type of attack would be repulsed is that the Muslims would light fires on their arrows and fire these arrows at the turrets. Because it was wood, it would catch fire. Then the enemy would run out from behind and they would be able to attack them. So now that they had put the chemical on this turret, it was not catching fire anymore. And Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullahi was very, very worried, what is going to happen now? So one youngster came to him, Egyptian youngster. And he had these metal, the things that looked like pots. And he said to him, Amir al-Mu'mineen, place these metal pots. Those days they had what they call minjani catapults. Place this on the catapult and propel it towards the turrets. So he said, what is this? Our arrows which have got fire on them and are useless against this. What is this going to help us? He said, just do it. So when they fired this metal pots onto the turrets, as it would impact, it would explode. It was the first bomb that was ever invented. And the turret itself would explode and burst into flames. There were 50 turrets like this. He had given 50 to Salahuddin Ayyubi. On this, Allah Ta'ala gave them victory. Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullahi alayhi fell down in sajda. And then he got up and he told this youngster, that ask whatever you want, I'll give it to you. We were so happy. So this youngster said, that being for whom I did this, he will give me, I don't need it from you. Because that was the sunnah of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, ma as'alukum alayhi min ajr, in ajri illa ala Allah. That I don't need return from you, my ajr is from Allah. I did it for Allah, so I will take it from Allah. But coming back to the point, science is the knowledge of the universe. Whoever, science is not the sole proprietorship of the West. There is nothing for us to feel inferior about. In fact, what is true knowledge? Allah's Qasam, the ordinary gatekeeper, the ordinary Muslim gatekeeper who's never been to school, has never seen the inside of a classroom also. And so far as his deen is concerned, for years he hasn't even seen the inside of a masjid also. But he has brought iman on the oneness of Allah. And he has recognized the nur and the light of hidayat represented by Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah's Qasam, the knowledge and the intelligence which that gatekeeper possesses is greater than the knowledge and intelligence of the whole world of kuffar put together.